If you guys have questions, we're going to have a little question and answer time. So any questions about the method, how to go on from here, whatever that might be, I'm going to give you a few minutes to ask questions, and then we'll move on. So don't leave me hanging. Ask at least one. Yes. Okay, so she asked if she's told some friends about it, and is it in the works for this to repeat? I would say definitely. Waiting for the Lord to show me exactly what that will look like. I know that Mindy and I have talked about running it on a much smaller scale, maybe one time a year, to make sure people who want to come. I'll probably also be looking at running it on my own at my home. So definitely. Well, we're going to do some testimonies. So first I'm going to have Tanya. If you will come up here. You have to stand right here, and then I'll pounce on you if you go too long.
Oh, that's not a problem.
5 minutes.
So I don't like talking in front of everybody, so this was hard for me. I want to thank CJ, of course, for some insight. I like how your brain works because mine kind of does the same thing. I had questions, didn't know how to find answers. She gave us lots of tools for answers and things. Of course, God's there to help with everything, too. I like how you go and find certain words that you're not sure of. It gives it better meaning for you, the highlighting of what's God, what's he's doing for me, you know, where am I at, what am I supposed to be doing, and it was just a lot of fun. I would read passages and not have a clue what it was trying to tell me. This way I can break it down into different sections, see what's going on. It was just really exciting and wonderful. I wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate it.
Okay, hard to believe, but we have another Tanya. Everyone named Tanya will be sharing today.
I guess I don't need an introduction. It's been had already. I have really enjoyed this study. I was just thinking about this week's passage. I mean, it's happened every week that I did my homework. but this week was so interesting because I feel like the direction that God took me in what I was seeing in the Word was different than maybe what I would have gleaned had I gone to a commentary immediately. I think it was also the part that I kind of latched onto and the theme that really spoke to me was different than the other ladies at my table. And so I just really enjoyed feeling empowered to go through the Word in a way that was, you know, there was a system to it, but kind of whatever was speaking to me in that week was where I would go with it. And I really felt like the process as a whole really allows God to speak through his Word in a different way than he would through reading a commentary or through just reading it and not really looking into it. And so while it's a study method, and it teaches you how to study the Word, I really feel like there's just this kind of supernatural element to it that allows us to really take in and apply that study. And so I've really enjoyed that process. And again, just kind of learning for myself and feeling empowered for myself to not have to go to a commentary, to not have to go to a sermon by someone who studied, but to really just let the Holy Spirit minister to me where I am right now with the things that are happening in my life this week. Through his Word and his Word only. So I've enjoyed that. Thank you.
Okay, this might make me cry. Sarah, you're up.
So I'm pretty much with Tanya. It took me, it helped me where I needed to go, what God was speaking to me. Usually my experience with reading the Bible is sit down, read, pray for a discernment, and hope I get something out of it. But with this method, I learned so much, and it was always amazing to me because I was in CJ's community group for a while, to hear her talk about the Lord. And whenever I speak to other people about the Lord, specifically non-believers, it's about God's love for us. And this study really brought God's love to light. It was, I'm struggling at home with a family member that is not a believer, and a son. So This is one way that has helped me to show them that, look at how much he loves you and look how little he requires. simple and easy. Do these things and look at everything he gives. And I can't, like I told my son, I can't love you this way. Never. I could never love you this way. I want to, but I can't. Why would you want anything else? So this study has been really helpful in my family. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Sarah. Okay, Miss Yolanda. Oh, there you are.
When I first started, I thought, I signed up, oh, I'll help. And so I thought, what did I get myself into? I thought, look at all of these things. But now, I thank God that I have gone through this. I have always been curious, George. I love to see what's on the other side of the hill. And you showed me how to get over the hill. And she calls them spatulas. I call them shovels. And I feel as though every time I would pick up a new shovel, I'd say, okay, what am I going to do with this? And I would always dig, and I would find treasures. I absolutely loved it. I have grown so much from this. It has changed my life. Every time I have gone through these classes and studied the Word, I have seen the Lord speaking to me personally and giving me his revelations, his truth, groundings. It's been a blessing to me. I love it. And I'm going to use a lot of these, maybe not every single one, but I'm going to use, and then once in a while I'll pull out that shovel that I don't use all the time. But it has been very, very a real blessing for me. And like someone said, when you get the Word of God and it's a personal revelation to you, you don't need commentaries. He's speaking to me. And so I am his daughter, and he wants me to listen to me, to listen to him and to hear what he has for me personally. And so it's been a blessing for me. Thank you so much. It's been great. I've loved it. I've had a ball. And every time I see somebody or a question mark, I see orange or blue or green. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Jamie. She's actually done it twice now.
I didn't hear anything either. I'm thankful that all of you guys stuck with it. I know it can seem like a lot, but for me personally on my end, there's so much insight that I've been faithful to have my quiet times over many years, but the last few months of really digging deeper and seeking his truth, it's made an impact in my family, just my relationship with my kids and my husband. And I'm so thankful for that. The one thing that has really been a huge treasure for me is the timeline and where, like, really seeking to understand where these events have taken place in history. For me, that's been a huge, huge treasure. So I just, now that it's over, I just want to encourage you guys to start with something small, something that you feel like you can really grasp to get into the pattern of doing it. And I think once you see how easy it is to stay faithful with it, you'll just continue to grow deeper and more in love with the Lord. And that gift that he's given to us in his Word that he wants us to know and understand so we can have a deeper relationship with him.
Okay, we're blowing by time-wise. Like, we have a lot of time left. Does anybody... We kind of limited it because we didn't want to go over. But is there anybody else that wants to share? I know it's scary to get up here, but it's kind of fun. You know, you get to hold the mic and, there we go. A taker.
I'm just really grateful for all that the Lord has deposited in CJ. I have teased her since right after I met her that I would sit at her feet anytime because the Lord has, just because of what he has marvelously done in her. So I am very grateful because I have a chronic illness, and there were several years that I couldn't think straight with all the medications and stuff that I was on, and I didn't walk away from the Lord. I always, I stayed in the Word, and I did my reading, and I did all those things that I always knew to do, and the Lord gave me nuggets, as he has always done, but I realized that I had just gotten into some kind of a rut as far as really studying the way I used to study. And so I thought, oh, wow, this is great. I'm ready for this. And yet as soon as the first thing I did, it was like, I am so overwhelmed. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I struggled. CJ knows how I struggled with some of it. But I was so grateful that the Lord used it to, kickstart me again. Because I found myself losing, not truth, but just losing those things that I know that I knew. I know that probably isn't making any sense to you, but it's like something would come up and I would go, I used to know this. And it just wasn't getting stirred up. So I continued to feel overwhelmed for a while, but I finally just relaxed. I realized that my study had always had the components of what CJ gave us. The boxes were just different, and where I put my notes were different. And once I kind of figured that out, then, I could relax and I could just go with it. If I didn't get something done, I didn't get all uptight about it, I just didn't do it. And so that just gave me a lot of freedom. So I'm just really, really grateful that the Lord brought this together when he did, because it really has helped me get back on track as far as, just really studying his word. And so I'm just very grateful.
Anyone else?
I'm Kelsey. I didn't have a method before coming to this Bible study, so I wanted to thank you also, CJ. I would read the Bible and not really understand what I was reading. So over the past few weeks, I've really noticed that even at the beginning of the week, I'll read the scripture, and I might not completely understand what I'm reading, but by the end of it, I have gleaned so much. And I am grateful for all the applications in my group. I have just learned a lot, and I've grown so much in the Lord from this. So I just wanted to say thank you, too, for, giving me a method of how to study the scripture. And thanks.
Okay, we have about 5 more minutes if anyone else wants to.
Hi, ladies. I'm Ramona. And I've had the privilege of being a group leader for some beautiful ladies that have been encouraging to me without knowing it, in the sense that they stayed the course. And I'm very grateful for that. When I first signed up, I didn't know what I was signing up for either. It brings a different term, if you will, to fancy colors. We started meeting at CJ's house on Saturday mornings, and I'm like, oh my gosh, help me, Lord. I have no clue what I'm doing. It was overwhelming. And then our first class as a group was very overwhelming also. But then I saw the Lord little by little break it down through CJ in a way that I had never experienced before. And it did take me deeper in a different sense that I had not been before. And just looking to see how much studying that you have done over the years, CJ, to get you where you are at, and how you're truly anointed to have brought this study to us. And I kept thinking, I want to be like her when I grow up, So I am just so very thankful for the overall leadership in this church, and I just strongly encourage all of you to just continue to grow in the Lord and go deeper. And if all you ever use is one color, your favorite color, so be it. But just continue to use those skills. And I think about our tool bags that we had before we started this study. You know, say we had one spatula tool bag, we'll say for the kitchen, one spatula and a spoon and maybe a bowl. And now we've got so many tools that we might need a bigger bag, we might need to be a little more organized, which, you know, I really needed, and this taught me a lot about organization. But to continue to open up that tool bag and pull out the tools that we need. Some may wear out more than others, but just applying that to our lives and letting God's light shine through to a world that so desperately needs it, because we are truly running out of time. So thank you.
Well, thank you guys for sharing that with me. It encourages me, and I, oh dear, there we go. I don't think I can fully express how, in a good way, overwhelmed I feel to sit here and to look out at these faces and just to see how faithful you've been in coming, and I owe you a huge thank you, and I'm just beyond grateful. So, but I want to give some final thoughts before I leave you. You have one more week, so come back next week. But you're going to have a big week this week. I don't know if your small groups shared with you, but we're going to like eat the whole burger this week. We're going for the whole thing. And I just want to encourage you to really set aside some time this week to just really get in there and dig in there and see what the Lord has for you, and come back next week and just celebrate, really. Just celebrate with your groups and talk about what the Lord showed you, and write down any final questions you might have. I'll be here so I can help if you have final questions and that sort of thing. But just some final thoughts as we leave. As I started at the beginning of this study, I told you guys that I began to get serious about my personal Bible study because I really wanted to understand who God was. That was very important to me. And so I started this journey with just my Bible and a blue and a green highlighter. And I started in the New Testament. And then eventually I ventured out of the New Testament and into the scary Old Testament because I just wanted to dig deeper. And I wanted to understand that supposedly scary side of God that was in that wrath God in the Old Testament. And so I found it ironic that it was in those minor prophets that I fell in love with God. My skewed picture of who God was started to come into focus for me. And while I was studying the letters in the New Testament, I began to study the seven letters to the churches in Revelations, in Revelations chapter 1 through 3. And Revelations 3:20 says, and it is the theme for this method of study, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. It's ironic that this particular verse is tucked in the letter to the church of the Laodiceans, the lukewarm church, the one that was on the verge of being vomited out of Jesus' mouth. I was very familiar with this verse. In fact, I have a lot of fond memories. My grandmother had this picture in her home. It was in my Sunday school room growing up as a child, and it always served as a picture of Jesus knocking on the door of our hearts, and if we open the door, that he will come in, and we will be saved. But now, in this particular time of study, I realized that in context, Jesus was talking to a church. He was talking to Christians, and so these people were not seeking salvation. That's not what Jesus was seeking to do. So I had to begin to wonder if this wasn't about salvation. What was this about? These were Christians who had gotten off track. They were wealthy, and they were surrounded by worldly culture, and it had made them self-reliant and compromising. Jesus explained their condition as being lukewarm, but how had they gotten this way? Well, Jesus gives two particular reasons. One, he says, and this is speaking of the Laodiceans, I say I am rich, I have become wealthy, and I have need of nothing. And the second reason, Jesus talking about them said, they don't know that they are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. He goes on to counsel those Christians that they should buy gold, refined gold, and fine white garments from him. Now, the ironic thing is that these Laodiceans' pockets were lined with gold that they had earned from selling this glossy wool fabric that they used to make fine garments with. And they would also make this eye salve that was known and exported throughout the world. And yet Jesus would tell them to anoint their own eyes with eye salve that they might be able to see. He then reminds them that he rebukes and he chastens those he loves. And then with a sense of real urgency, he tells them to be zealous and to repent. The word dine in this verse represents the main meal of the day, the one where they would linger long past the end of the meal, where they would recline and talk to one another. Thayer's described it this way. In sense, Jesus was saying, I will make him to share my most intimate and blissful intercourse. This verse indeed is about intimacy. It's about the relationship that Jesus wants to have with each and every one of us. John 1:10 through 13 says, he, speaking of Jesus, was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You were born of God. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You are skillfully wrought, wonderfully and fearfully made. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatever is born of God, and that is you, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Now, who is the author and finisher of our faith, according to Hebrews 12:2? Jesus, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross. The psalmist that penned Psalm 139, some believe it was David, understood that fellowship with God is forged by time in the Word. I want to read to you the descriptions, how he described his love for the Word. He said this, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I delight myself with your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight and my counselors. Your word has given me life. This is my comfort in affliction. The word of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. I hope in your word. It is my meditation all day. How sweet are the words of your to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is my hiding place and my shield. I love your commandments more than gold. Yes, more than fine gold. Your testimonies are wonderful. The entrance of your words gives light and understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted. I longed for your commandments. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. Your commands are my delights. I love your precepts. The entirety of your word is truth. And every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. My heart stands in awe of your word. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus is the Word, and the Word is where we come to know Jesus. When we neglect the Word, we neglect Jesus. When we neglect Jesus, we become self-reliant and compromising. We become lukewarm and good for nothing. Each morning, Jesus stands at the door of our upper rooms, seeking relationship and intimacy with us. So let's pray one final prayer penned from the words of Psalm 119. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Let me not wander from your commandments. Teach me your statutes. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. Revive me according to your word. Make me understand the way of your precepts. Strengthen me according to your word. Make me walk in the path of your commandments. Incline my heart to your testimonies. Turn my eyes away from looking at things that are worthless. Establish your word to your servant. Teach me good judgment and knowledge. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Uphold me according to your word, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Direct my steps to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. Thanks, ladies.